listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The WA government has announced it won't be culling the shark responsible for a fatal attack in Perth yesterday. 16-year-old Stella Berry died after being attacked in the Swan River in North Fremantle after getting into the water when she saw dolphins. An investigation continues. A tragic ending for a 14-year-old Queensland boy who's lost his battle in hospital after being hit by a car on Wednesday. Levi Hannah was struck near Gympie just after getting off a school bus. He's being remembered as a kind and adventurous young man. The Prime Minister has laid out more details on how an Indigenous voice to Parliament would work. Anthony Albanese says it will be an advisory body which will be enshrined in the Constitution.
We're asking people to say yes to a modest but a meaningful change. Not a radical proposition, but a sensible one. A simple, vital and practical principle that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have a say in the policies and decisions that affect their lives.
A 59-year-old man remains in critical condition after a one-punch attack in Sydney last night. He's undergoing surgery today after he hit his head on the footpath in central Sydney. It's alleged a 37-year-old man punched him when he was walking around 7 p.m. He's been charged with reckless, grievous bodily harm. China is calling the United States' move to shoot down a suspected spy balloon an overreaction. The US military shot down the balloon after it flew over sensitive military areas across North America. In sport, the Aussie squad is said to be without Josh Hazlewood for the first test against India on Thursday. He's battling an Achilles injury. The fast bowler frustrated by the timing.
Achilles is sort of it's a hard one to, being a tendon, it's sort of, you know, a couple of steps forward, one step back occasionally, which is sort of how it goes, you know, for everyone when they've got this type of injury, but feels like it's heading the right direction.
And two NRL stars have been charged following an alleged fight in Canberra early this morning. Both the Souths' Latrell Mitchell and Raiders' Jack Whiten are being investigated by the Integrity Unit.